BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Doctors in Japan are warning the country's medical system could collapse amid a rising number of coronavirus cases. Japan has recorded 10,000 infections and nearly 200 people have died with the disease. Michael Bristow reports.
Two Japanese medical associations said the extra burden caused by virus infections meant hospitals were now refusing to treat some patients, even those suffering from serious conditions such as strokes and heart attacks. One patient in an ambulance with a fever was turned away by 80 medical facilities before finding a hospital in Tokyo that would accept him. Japan initially appeared to have the outbreak under control and resisted bringing in tough restrictions for fear they would damage the economy. But on Thursday, the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expanded a state of emergency to cover the entire country.
The Nigerian president's chief of staff, Abi Kyari, has died after contracting the coronavirus. Mr. Kyari was in his 70s. He had tested positive for COVID-19 in March and had been receiving treatment. Nigeria has nearly 500 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. 17 people have died. Ishaq Khalid reports from Abuja.
The late chief of staff to the Nigerian president, Mr. Abba Kyari, was arguably the most powerful presidential aide in Nigeria. He was instrumental in running the affairs of the country. In a short press statement in the early hours of Saturday, the Nigerian presidency says it regrets to announce the death of Mr. Kyari. The statement says he died on Friday. It's not clear whether he had underlying health conditions. President Muhammadu Buhari had tested negative to coronavirus despite his closeness to his chief of staff.
Leading clerics and government ministers in Pakistan are meeting to discuss whether Friday prayers should be allowed to take place during the coronavirus outbreak and what rules will be enforced during Ramadan, which is due to begin next week. At the moment, in an effort to prevent the spread of coronavirus, congregational prayers in groups of more than five people are banned, but these have been taking place in many mosques regardless. There has been a rise in the number of new infections in Germany for the fourth consecutive day. In the past 24 hours, more than 3,600 new cases were reported. The number of deaths as a result of coronavirus has risen too. On Friday, the German health minister said the outbreak was under control. The BBC's Damian McGuinness reports from Berlin.
I think what's going to be difficult now, because the situation looks relatively positive in Germany, and I'm saying relatively because you have a growing death toll and every single death is a death too many, but because the figures in general are starting to look more positive, infection rates are going down, it's going to be even harder to persuade people to stay inside and to stick to those social isolation measures and those social contact measures.
Damian McGuinness reporting from Berlin. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC World Service in central London.